Mexico's relationship with salsa picante, or hot sauce, is pretty strong and deep. It's what can make or break your reputation at the dinner table or in life. And for one man, hot sauce was literally the thing that shaped his future. Reporter Fernando Hernandez stumbled upon this story while window shopping at his local mall.
It was Christmas season and the shopping mall was buzzing. People were walking fast, except for this one older man standing at a store window looking at some winter garments. He was holding something that immediately caught my eye. A long wooden staff. It's not every day you see a short old man standing in front of some coats like a shaved Gandalf looking for Frodo at the Shire.
I am Gandalf the White. And I come back to you now.
I asked him what anyone who sees a lost wizard would do. Where are you from? Within a few hours, he told me his whole life story.
Me llamo Francisco Álvarez Rueda. Ando cumpliendo 70 años.
Francisco Álvarez is 70 years old, short, stocky, with a lazy eye peering under his thin glasses. I noticed he had a hard time with English, so I switched to Spanish. And that's when the floodgates opened. Francisco started chatting like there was no tomorrow. Turns out that he was indeed a wizard of condiments. Although he now lives in the small town of Martinez, California, he was born thousands of miles away in Jalisco, Mexico.
Yagualica is un pueblito muy pintoresco.
He says that Yagualica is a picturesque and peaceful little town with lots of butcheries, flower shops, a couple of small water parks. It's a big tourist destination. But what makes Yagualica really special and puts it on the map, it's their chiles, particularly the chile Yagualica, which he was quick to tell me is a cornerstone of Mexican food. In Mexico, chiles are serious business. Anytime you go to a restaurant, no matter the place or the size, you will be greeted with many kinds of chiles at your table. Your chile handling abilities can either make you a legit member of the community, worthy of praise and respect, or the town laughingstock. Chile is more than a spice. It's a source of pride, of authenticity. It's a way of life. And Francisco knows this.
No hay otros chiles tan bravos y tan sabrosos como los de allá de ese pueblo.
There's no other spicier or tastier chiles than the ones grown in his town, he says. And Yagualica agrees. They're currently working to trademark their chiles. And here is where Francisco revealed his wizardry. He told me he was the first person to officially bottle and sell chile Yagualica hot sauce. After him, many followed. But in a way, he claimed to be Jalisco's Heinz ketchup before Heinz ketchup. So why was he now carrying a staff and wandering the local mall telling strangers that he had bottled hot lightning? My first thought is that he was full of it. But then he showed me a keychain with his name and logo. To the untrained, un-Mexican eye, this might seem like nothing. But every single store or brand with any legitimacy in Mexico made things like this. It intrigued me. At least enough to look up Yagualica, hire a local reporter, and follow the chiles to the source. That's Raúl Ornelas, a hot sauce vendor with decades of experience peddling the spiciest of elixirs to Yagualicans. He's listing off the names of hot sauces he sells in his booth at the Yagualica market. But back in the 70s, none of these brands were even labeled. Raúl says that in the 70s, Francisco was a taco street vendor. That was his job for 35 years. People that knew him back then say that besides selling tacos, he was always trying out new business ideas, most of them failures. Until one day, when he decided to use his grandmother's recipe for hot sauce.
Esa tapatío está por el mismo sistema de mía, así en lo bravito.
So, you know tapatío hot sauce? That famous bright red sauce in a bottle with a logo of a mustachioed white guy trying to pass for a mariachi singer? Well, Francisco, the sauce sommelier, is saying that what made his Yahualica sauce even better is that it had Tapatio's spice plus a more rounded flavor profile. His grandmother's recipe has a secret blend of spices that gives his sauce an earthier finish. You could even call it chorizo forward. So he decided to bottle and sell it. At that time, the local hot sauce market was flooded with seemingly similar bottles of salsa. So customers couldn't tell which salsa was Francisco's gold and which one was just mediocre chiles in a bottle.
Hay muchas salsas, sí. Porque hay muchas sin marca y todo. Y últimamente la marca, mi primo.
That's Pascual Álvarez, Francisco's cousin, talking about how just over 30 years ago, people would sell any and all hot sauces in discarded glass bottles. There were no brand names, let alone labels. There was no way to even correctly pick the same salsa twice, at least not on purpose. Francisco put a stop to that anarchy. He proudly stamped each bottle with a paper label that shouted to a spice-starved world that this was no ordinary salsa. Not this. This was salsa Yahualica. Pascual says Francisco was the first to think of trademarking and labeling his hot sauce for sale. And Raúl Ornelas, the shopkeeper, says Francisco lit a fire under people's butts to start labeling their sauces. And others did, but no one could match Francisco's secret recipe. From that moment on, things took off for Francisco. Of all hot sauce available, Raúl says, he mostly bought Francisco's brand. He estimates that on a monthly basis, he'd buy 50 boxes, each one containing 12 33-ounce bottles of hot sauce. And that was only in Yahualica. In Guadalajara, the capital of Jalisco, Francisco sold 60 boxes a month to the artisanal Costco of Mexico, a specialty chain store called Mamá Coneja. He was starting to turn his little business into an empire.
Pues ir a las playas, a pasearse, a darse unos gustos como si fuera uno millonario.
As the cash rolled in, Francisco says he started to party a lot with the owner of Mamá Coneja. They'd go to the beach, spend a lot of money on women, they'd basically live like millionaires. The Mamá Coneja guy was a legit rich guy who was looking for a wingman. He saw that Francisco had that potential, and he invited him to go to Mazatlán.
Vámonos, tú no te mortifiques.
Let's go, the Mamá Coneja guy would say. Don't you worry about it. He convinced Francisco to come along. A limousine picked them up and took them to the nearby military airport. There, a helicopter would be waiting for them. Once in Mazatlán, they hung out with bathing beauties, hit the strip clubs, and if Francisco ran out of money, the Mamá Coneja guy would chip in. So Francisco wasn't investing a lot of money back into the business. But to most Yahualicans, he was still successful, even if his success didn't look like it would last for long. This is Raúl Ornelas, the shopkeeper you heard earlier, saying that Francisco could have 6 million pesos one day and not enough to even buy himself tacos for lunch the next. What's more, Francisco had a family, 7 children and a wife. And as he was rolling in the sauce, he wasn't making the best decisions for them either.
Les dejaba hasta sin dinero, pero yo sabía que había 100 o 200 cajas de salsa.
Every time Francisco went away for parties or for business, he would leave his family 100 boxes of hot sauce to sell instead of money. After years of putting up with his sleazy ways, his wife ended up leaving him. Even now, more than 20 years later, Francisco admits he wasn't the best family man.
Me desobligué un poquito de ellos porque en realidad fui un padre.
He sheepishly admits that he didn't do much to help them or provide for his family. He kind of acknowledges that he was sort of neglectful. The regret is there, spilling out a little from time to time as his eyes avoid mine. Then, to make matters worse, Raúl Ornelas, the shopkeeper, says that around 1991, Francisco was scammed.
Le compró un tranza chiles y le metió chiles de la costa.
Raúl says that a shady supplier sold him chiles that resembled the yahualica type, but they were from a different plant. The resulting hot sauce tasted watered down. It was clearly an imposter. His sales dropped dramatically, and Francisco got stuck with hundreds of boxes of this dud of a sauce. Then, the final blow.
Estaba aquí en el hospital de Martínez, muy malo, muy enfermo.
Francisco had to make an unexpected trip to Martínez, California. His oldest son was living there, and he got sick. He ended up having to go to the hospital. So Francisco left Yahualica to be with him for almost 4 months, which he says was enough time for a rival businessman in cahoots with a rival brand to steal his trademark for Salsa Yahualica.
Cuando yo llego a Yahualica, que dejé aquí a mi muchacho,
Francisco came back to Yahualica only to find out that he no longer owned the Yahualica brand. He confronted the businessman at his office about the stolen trademark, then looked for help with the local authorities, but nothing could be done. According to the National Institute for Industrial Property in Mexico, the name Salsa Yahualica was trademarked by a law firm in March of 1996. And I kid you not, the firm's name is Malacara Corporativo, which means Bad Face Corporation. Years later, Francisco tried to start a new hot sauce business with Jose, his youngest son, under a new name.
The salsa picante Yahualicense.
Yahualicense spicy sauce. But the new project didn't work out well for him. Francisco claims that after teaching his son Jose his recipe and how to run the business, Jose took over and only agreed to pay him $1 a day.
El muchacho me pagaba 20 pesos al día. ¿Para comer?
He also says his son wouldn't let him eat at the same dinner table as the rest of the family. Instead, he made Francisco eat on the rooftop. Then, in 2004, Francisco decided to leave Yahualica and move to the U.S., to live with his eldest son, who works in landscaping. But when Francisco arrived, his son wasn't very welcoming.
Tú viniste a juntar basura. Aquí no hay padre, no hay hijo.
He says that his oldest son told him, you are here to pick up trash. In this house, there's no father and there's no son. In here, there's only work. I couldn't reach Francisco's oldest son to ask him about this rift. But when I talked to Francisco's cousin Pascual and to others that knew him, they told me he may have exaggerated some things. After many tries, I finally got a hold of Jose. He didn't want to be recorded, but he did strongly deny having mistreated his dad and said he never kicked him out either. He added that if Francisco ever comes back to Yahualica, the hot sauce business is his to take back. I started to wonder about other parts of Francisco's story, like the part about him rolling in money and hanging out with the Mama Coneja guy at Mazatlán. So I reached out to Mama Coneja. I wondered, did they know Francisco? Was there a manager or an owner there who was close to him? A store manager at Mama Coneja said that the wingman thing between the owner of the chain store and Francisco is not possible, since the negotiations only happened between Francisco and the store manager, not the owner. So was any of it true? Did Francisco even invent Salsa Yahualica? Was he truly a hot sauce mogul or just a wizard of flavorful lies? I wasn't sure, but then I talked to this guy.
En la plaza principal de Yahualica, es una plaza hermosa.
That's Alejandro Macias, the mayor of Yahualica. I got an interview with him after hearing all the doubt cast on Francisco. The mayor told me that in late 2016, Yahualica threw its first party ever in honor of Mexico's chiles. A whole weekend devoted to showcasing chiles from Puebla, Veracruz, and of course, Jalisco.
Mencioné al señor Francisco Álvarez Rueda, que es un agente reconocido
en Yahualica. Then, the mayor name-dropped Francisco. He praised Francisco's role in Yahualica's economy for being the first person ever to label his hot sauce, making it possible for the local hot sauce business to spread across the country. That's one part of the story that's true, even if the rest gets complicated. And it's the part that Francisco remembers really well, with pride even. When he tells me about this public recognition, he looks straight at me, eyes glistening, his face lighting up.
¿Qué cree o qué piensa usted? Una cosa preciosa, ¿verdad?
A precious thing, Francisco points out. After all, even with any and all family drama, it's in his hometown where they remember him.
Pueblito de Yahualica, nunca te podré olvidar. Donde hay mujeres bonitas, donde jalgaste el dinero, la luna va a visitarte a tu jardín colonial.
Our thanks to reporter Fernando Hernández for that story.